One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
When you buy your first home, you expect a few surprises. A broken appliance here, a creaky floorboard there. But what if the surprises go far beyond the ordinary? What if your home holds a presence you can feel? A spirit that seems to watch, wait, and occasionally make itself known in ways that send shivers down your spine. This is the story of a couple who moved into what seemed like an ordinary house, only to discover that it held secrets, whispers from a past they couldn't quite unravel. It started innocently enough, a kitchen faucet turning on full blast by itself, a digital picture frame flipping through photos when no one was there to touch it. But as time passed, the events became harder to dismiss. The garage door opened on its own, a syringe was found hidden on top of a cabinet, and the sense of a presence became undeniable. One night, alone at the kitchen table, the husband felt something approach from the shadows, an electric, pulsing force that made the hair on his neck stand up. And then came the banging on a window, an impossible sound coming from a place no human could have reached. Is it a restless spirit tied to the house or the residue of something darker left behind by a troubled past? And what does the name Louise, spray-painted on the shed's roof, have to do with it? Tonight we'll step into a home where the paranormal lurks in unexpected places, leaving the couple curious, puzzled, and just a little bit afraid. Dear Tony, 2.5 years ago, my wife and I moved into our first purchased home. To be honest, the house never impressed me much, but my wife fell in love with it, and the area was nice, so we decided to make it our own. Over time, it's come to feel like home, but we've had a series of strange occurrences that have made us question what might be lurking unseen within our walls. The first incident happened about 6 months after we moved in. We had just finished dinner, and I was relaxing on the sofa, watching television. My wife was tidying up and getting ready to wash dishes in our kitchen, which is part of an open, spacious area connected to the living room. She was a good 5 steps away from the sink when it suddenly turned on full blast, as if an invisible hand had lifted the handle. She screamed and ran over to me, eyes wide with fear. When she explained what happened, I knew right away that something unusual was going on. I got up, walked over, and shut off the water, and as I did, a strange tingling sensation washed over my entire body. I tried to brush it off, thinking maybe it was just a reaction to the weirdness of the moment. but no matter how much I researched, I couldn't come up with a logical explanation. Our faucet requires physical effort to turn on. It's not one that responds to pressure or motion. Other strange things have happened too, particularly with our electronics. Our digital picture frame, for example, has a habit of turning on by itself and flipping through our photos in a cheerful slideshow. It's done this at least a dozen times, always when no one is around to see it actually turn on. My wife eventually got so creeped out that she unplugged it. We'd walk into the living room only to find it glowing and scrolling through our memories. One day, I had the house to myself. It was a day off for me, and I was looking forward to some quiet time. When my wife came home from work, she asked why our garage door was wide open. I told her I hadn't touched it all day. We don't even park our cars in there, using the garage mainly for storage and my occasional electronics projects. I closed the door and locked it, making sure the remote wouldn't work. I've never heard of a garage door opening on its own, and I was home all day. I definitely didn't hear it open. It's just another mystery added to the list. There's also one room in our house that's always felt off. When we moved in, the carpet in this room was badly stained, and there was a strange odor, like something you'd expect from a neglected or troubled space. We thought it might have been a messy child's room, but there was something darker about it, almost as if it carried the energy of a former addict's hideaway. While painting the house shortly after we moved in, I discovered a syringe, needle and all, hidden on top of the kitchen cabinets. It was a creepy find, and it made me wonder about the past life of this house. So that room with the bad carpet seems to be at the center of a lot of the disturbances. One evening, while my wife was out with friends, I was home alone, surrounded by the comforting glow of technology. The TV was on, lights were blazing, and I had my laptop open on the kitchen table. I remember feeling a bit guilty for being so wrapped up in electronics, but it was a simple indulgence. Then, out of nowhere, I felt something enter the room from that bedroom. It's hard to describe, but it was like a wave of static electricity moving slowly around me. I couldn't see anything, but I could feel it circling, almost pulsing, and then stopping in front of me. The air felt charged, heavy, and I was frozen with a sense of dread. Terrified but determined, I said out loud, "Okay, I acknowledge your presence. So now what?" The feeling stayed for a moment, then slowly started to dissipate. Just as I was beginning to relax, a loud banging erupted on the window right behind me. My heart nearly stopped. I jumped up, ran to the blinds, and yanked them open, but there was nothing there. No one. The window in question isn't easily accessible. It's in our backyard, surrounded by a brick wall, almost like a little nook. There are no trees or anything that could have hit the window, and the wall makes it impossible for someone to knock and vanish in seconds. At that moment, I knew I wasn't dealing with something explainable. The combination of the presence I felt and the banging was too much to write off. It felt like whatever was in the house was toying with me. Almost like it was picking on me that night. And the fact that the window is right next to the kitchen sink that had turned on by itself months earlier made it even more unsettling. Tony, it's hard to shake the feeling that the house has its own secrets, and it's been dropping clues ever since we moved in. That one bedroom, the one with the stained carpet and lingering odor, always felt like it had a history we didn't want to dig too deeply into. I've wondered many times if something bad happened there. Maybe it was a messy child's room, or maybe, as we've suspected, it was something darker tied to that syringe we found hidden on top of the kitchen cabinets. But the strangest part of the house's mystery doesn't end there. We have a storage shed outside, placed in a peculiar spot up against the brick wall surrounding our backyard. It's not easy to get to, and you have to stoop down and squeeze between the shed and the house to reach the little nook where I heard the banging on the window that one night. For the longest time, I never thought much about the shed, until I noticed something strange on the roof. At first, I assumed the white marks on the shingles were just water stains, but when I finally climbed up on a chair to get a closer look, I realized it was spray paint. Written in white, cursive letters, it said Luis, with a heart for the dot on the I. That graffiti has puzzled me ever since. I've searched for any record of a person named Luis living in our house, but I haven't found anything. Maybe it was the child of the previous owners, or maybe it's a remnant from someone who came by while the house sat vacant. I just don't know. But finding a name spray painted there in a place not easily accessible adds another layer to the mystery. For the most part, the paranormal activity hasn't been aggressive or frightening, except for that night with the window banging. It's more like a series of random, isolated events that seem to happen just often enough to keep us on edge. When we moved in, we had a blessing ceremony. We took it seriously and hoped it would bring peace to the house, and for the most part, it seems to have worked. But the energy is still there, lurking in certain corners, almost playful but never quite harmless. We recently got a small breed dog, and he's become our little ghost detector. He barks randomly at things we can't see, especially at night when he's staring through the Arcadia door that leads to our backyard. Sometimes he refuses to go into certain parts of the house, hesitating or backing away as if there's something there he doesn't want to confront. It makes us wonder if he's seeing or sensing the same things we felt. And writing all of this down has been strangely comforting, almost like I'm putting the pieces of a puzzle together. I still don't know exactly what we're dealing with, but I feel more at peace having documented it. The house doesn't feel malevolent, just curious and unpredictable. If anything, I think whatever is here might just be tied to the past, echoing through the walls, leaving us clues to a story we may never fully understand. Thanks for reading and for giving me a space to share our experience. If you or your listeners have any thoughts or questions, I'd love to hear them. Sometimes hearing someone else's perspective can jog a memory or reveal a detail I haven't thought of. Best, Ryan. Ryan's story serves as a reminder that not all hauntings come with a violent crash or an angry spirit. Sometimes it's the subtle and seemingly random events that leave the biggest impression. Imagine living in a home where a faucet turns on full blast by itself or feeling a tangible presence circling you, only to be followed by an impossible ghostly knock on a window in an area no one could have easily accessed. It's not the kind of thing that screams horror movie, but it's unsettling in a way that gets under your skin. What's particularly interesting about this haunting is how tied it seems to the past, even if that past is shrouded in mystery. The room with the stained carpet, the hidden syringe, and the name Luis spray-painted on the shed's roof are all puzzle pieces that hint at a history Ryan and his wife may never fully uncover. It's as if the house itself has memories, echoes of something or someone who once lived there, leaving behind traces in places you'd least expect. And then there's the feeling of the presence, that electric, static-like sensation Ryan described. It's not uncommon in hauntings for people to feel a change in the atmosphere, a heaviness or a tingle that sets their nerves on edge. Whatever was circling Ryan that night seemed to want acknowledgement, and when it got it, it responded in a way that was both playful and chilling, a ghostly knock in the dark. Let's not forget the dog, the silent observer who sometimes sees things we cannot. Animals are known for their heightened sensitivity to the paranormal, and Ryan's dog barking at invisible forces adds another layer to the story. It's as if the dog senses what's lurking in the shadows, giving credence to the idea that there really is something or someone still there. So what do you think? Are these just random, explainable events, or is there a spirit tied to the history of the house? Curious, but not quite at rest. Ryan's experiences remind us that sometimes the most unsettling hauntings are the ones that never fully reveal themselves, leaving us with more questions than answers. Thank you for sharing your story, Ryan, and for everyone listening, remember, even if a place seems peaceful on the surface, you never truly know what secrets lie in its walls. Stay tuned, and as always, keep your eyes and your mind open.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.